The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Spotify has released the Spotify Green Room app. The app is similar to Clubhouse or Twitter Spaces and includes recording capabilities. It's available on iOS and Android now. We've added support for it in our Pod Events website, and it was packed when we tried it. Sony Music Entertainment has acquired Something Else, the UK's largest independent podcast and audio producer and the BBC's biggest independent producer of programmes. Take a deep dive into SG Recast. Robert Minix takes Sounds Profitable's Brian Barletta round their tool to create, manage and monetize your podcasts. It's your own guided view of what it can do. Podpage has released version 2.0 of their podcast website tool. The release adds advanced monetization tools, multi-user and multi-podcast accounts, and a redesigned user dashboard with inbuilt pod news updates too. Everything should have that. As we reported earlier this month, Facebook is launching podcasts next week. The Verge links to the terms and conditions, which Nathan Gaithright has analysed. It's invite only for now. And no, PodNews' page hasn't been invited. We'd love an invite, Facebook, if you're listening. Clean Feed, a remote audio tool, has added AUX outputs, enabling more advanced routing of different audio channels. In Australia, SCA has partnered with the BBC to add full shows to their listener app. Many shows contain music and are available in the BBC Sounds app, but not as podcasts. Sean Ramiswaram has been promoted to Creative Director of Vox Audio. The company is also hiring for three new positions. SXM Media has announced it's using Podscribe to allow advertisers to target podcast content at the episode level in a brand-safe way. All audio is not alike, says Signal Hill Insights, focusing on the different need states for each type of audio. Joy Louvière has been announced as the winner of a podcast pitch competition run by the Creative Collective NYC and Acast. And Lantiga Williams has launched a Spanish show, Mama Preparada, an Apple Podcasts subscription-only show. And in podcast news, Dear Governor is back for a second season, focusing on Jarvis J. Masters, who's been on death row for 30 years for a crime he didn't commit. An episode of Background Briefing from ABC Australia won a Walkley Award for journalism. Mridula Amin won the Long Form Feature Award for The Hidden Park of Last Resort. She was also separately the winner of the Young Australian Journalist of the Year. 100% is a new podcast from Wondery and Marcus Lemonis, a mix of a masterclass, a cocktail party and a Sunday drive, all wrapped up into 30 minutes, with a goal to reveal the secrets to success to listeners. It launches early on Wondery Plus, which doesn't appear yet to be available on Apple Podcasts' paid subscriptions. They did promise it a couple of months ago. Wonder what's going on there. The Witness, in His Own Words, was released last month in Ireland. It's reached number one in Apple Podcasts, number three in Spotify. It focuses on Joseph O'Callaghan, whose testimony helped convict two drug-dealing gangsters for murder, and he became the youngest person ever to enter the Witness Protection Programme in Ireland. And Did You Get My Text? Focuses on Patton Oswalt and Meredith Salinger, a married couple who, despite living in the same house, text each other more than people who live on opposite ends of the country. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.